Blog Talk Radio.
Show. We are on the move, and there ain't no stopping us. And there ain't no stopping you, because you have tapped in to the show that is going to help you, support you, and get you to your destiny, to your goals, and to your dreams. We thank you for tuning in to the Coach LaLisa Show that can be heard every morning right here on Blog Talk Radio, Monday through Friday. All right. Welcome to the show this Tuesday morning. I tell you, that song just blows me away. Ain't no stopping us now. That's the attitude that we have to get. We have to get in the right attitude. I mean, the attitude is everything. Welcome to the show. I see we have a caller in the host in the chat in the on the switchboard, and we will take your call if you have a comment or a question. You're welcome to put your hand up, but we're talking this morning about the secret to finding your dream job. You know, some people wonder, you know, how can I find my dream job? You know, everyone has that dream job, that job that you just love, and the job that you don't begrudge going to day after day. But how do you get that dream job? What are the steps? What does it take? You know, it's a mystery to a lot of people. And a lot of people live their lives for years and years and years working. And at the end of the day, at the end of their life, have nothing really to cherish and to value from the work that they've done. And that's very sad. So here on the Coach LaLisa Show, we bring you topics that will absolutely help you to achieve your goals in life, that will help you be a success and find your passion, live it on purpose, and achieve your destiny. Well, I tell you, I was wondering, you know, how can I help the people in this effort? So I did some research and some things that I found. Do you know that Confucius said, if you find a job you enjoy, and you'll never work a day in your life. Yeah, he said it something like that. If you love the job that you do, if, you know, I heard it said something like this. If you love your work, you never work a day in your life. And then the other day I had posted on my Facebook page, and I had said that if you do what you love, the money will come. Now, this is something that I had heard back in 1997. I had met a woman who was a college professor at the local community college here in New Jersey, Essex County College, where I do teach part-time business classes. I teach for the business department, and also I do teach some personal and professional development classes in the Wise Women's Center. But I had met a woman there years ago. Her name was Miss Candy is what we called her, but she's since then passed on. But I'm so glad that I ran across her path, and she said that to me, that if you love your work, you will never work a day in your life, and if you do what you love, the money will come. And she really is the first person who taught me about this whole principle, and because it really is a principle and concept. It's actually a mindset. So not everybody is going to get it. Not everybody will understand it. Not everybody will be able to receive it. But for those who have the mind that is primed to receive these really kind of far-out, deep concepts that are really steeped in faith, these people will be able to operate in this. And that's why we now have adopted our theme song for the show, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Some of you, if you tuned in early, you heard the song. Absolutely. That song is part of the song that motivated me to be where I am today. But, you know, going back 22 years ago, coming to New Jersey with absolutely nothing, nothing but a GED, so there was, you know, no dream job at that point. But let me just say this about that dream job. And when we talk about do what you love and the money will come, and the way it was explained to me, well, it was, you know, told like that. But going to school, going through the things that I had to go through, I realized why. I'm a trainer, and that's what my PhD is in, training and performance improvement. That's the PhD I'm pursuing. My master's is in human resources, my MBA. So what I learned through, so she had told me this in 97 when I still had just gotten my associate degree and had just finished my BA in political science. Now, before I went for my MBA, she said that. But what I learned from the MBA is that, especially from the training side, is that because they kept using the word expert. Well, companies pay and people pay for experts. They want expert opinion. You know, when you go to court, oftentimes the judge or the lawyer that is defending you, they will call in an expert. They will get a witness from the psychology field, or they might get a witness. They might get somebody from the mental health field. They may get somebody who is experienced and an expert. And the same thing in the hospital. A lot of times you go into the hospital, they're going to do what? They're going to call in the expert. And the experts always get paid more. So I learned that people pay for experts, not just people that, you know, per se know a lot of things, but a person who knows a lot of things could be an expert. But an expert is someone who, it's a little bit deeper than that. And so maybe I'll do a show one day on how to become an expert. But when you're an expert, people will pay the extra money, and they will pay money. And you know, you won't end up doing a lot of things that, you know, don't bring in money. And so that's why they say do what you love and the money will come. Because when you do what you love, you can easily become an expert in it because you love it. You're going to put your whole heart, soul, and mind into it, and you're going to be so good at it. You're probably going to go the extra mile. You're going to go above and beyond. And, you know, that's what people pay for. Companies pay for that. So, again, I just want to welcome each and every one of you to the show, and thank you for those of you who are listening via the you've called in. Thank you for calling in the show each and every morning. But getting back to this dream job, as I was saying, and again, if you're on the phone and if you have a question, you can always raise your hand. But finding your dream job, you know, what does it take? How does one find their dream job? You know, what do you need in order to know if I've found my dream job or not? Well, finding your dream job, first and foremost, you need to, you know, go about it a little bit different. You know, it's your dream job after all. So, you know, don't just, you know, go the old common way of finding a job. You know, getting the newspaper, looking in the newspaper, okay? You know, walking up and down the street, if you see a wanted ad in the window. So the number one, don't go the traditional way to finding your dream job. After all, this job is going above and beyond any other job you could ever have. And the other thing to keep in mind, that your dream job, think about it. First of all, you need to have one. That's number one. Some people, they just go to school and they just believe that they have to work. They just have to work. They're not thinking dream job. And that's why I got to get into the high schools and into even maybe the junior high schools and teach this concept to them of the dream job. And what that means is that really what it is saying, that you're finding a job that makes you come alive. You know, so many people, I work in the training field, I work in the human resources field for about 13 years now, maybe a little longer than 13 years. As a store manager, I was also responsible for hiring, coaching, mentoring, training the employees that worked with me at Dressborn. I worked at Dressborn. I started there as a salesperson, and then I got promoted to assistant store manager, and then from there I was promoted to store manager. But all in total, I worked there about 4 years. And so, you know, from that job, I've held other jobs where I've actually worked in recruiting, hiring, developing, training. And so my present current job is training. Now, one of the things, and that's my dream job, I tell everybody, training. And what I mean by dream job is that you actually get paid for doing what you love. Let me just make sure I got the definition out there. Yeah, your dream job is a job that you get paid for doing the thing you love. Now, many people are doing the thing they love, but they don't get paid for it. And so that can also, initially, that's fun and that's great and that's wonderful, but after a while, it can bring on some frustrations and some, you know, feelings, some ill feelings. So you don't want to stay there too long because, let's face it, you need money. You got to eat. You need gas for your car. You need clothes to wear. You got to pay your rent, your mortgage. You got to travel. You know, people say, well, I don't like to go places. Well, there's times to travel even when you don't want to go places because, you know, God forbid there's a situation where someone is ill and you have to travel because you want to be with your friend, family member, or your loved one. So, you know, we have to travel. And so you need money for these things. First and foremost, you have to eat. And you know, I go to a lot of restaurants, but none of them offer me a free meal, okay? I'm not Oprah Winfrey. Maybe she gets offered free meals, but hello, she can afford to pay. So, you know, you got to pay for that. You got to pay for food. You got to pay for any kind of, you know, you get your hair done, that costs at least $35 and up, and everybody gets their hair done today. I mean, even little children get their hair done. You know, I go to the hair salon. There's little kids there. 4-year-old, 5-year-olds, and up. You know, my little grandson, he's only 3. He has to get a haircut, okay? So, you know, we do need money. Let's not pretend that we don't, you know. We know the Lord is going to take care of us and all of that, but guess what? Even in Deuteronomy, it says this is he who gives us power to get wealth. So you need money, all right? You need money for shelter. You need money to travel. You need money for gas in your car. Even if you take the bus, again, I've been to a lot of cities. I've been on a lot of buses. They do not let you on free unless you're in a class of society that, you know, is indigent, meaning you have no money, no family, and there's something that is physically or mentally keeping you from being able to work. But anyway, back to loving what you do and how do you find your dream job. So it starts with, number one, you're not going to go the traditional way. Number two, you're going to have a dream job. So how do you get to having the dream job? How do you get to that point? Well, you start with what is my dream? What is the thing that I really, really, really want to do? And I want you to think about that for a minute. What is the thing that you really, 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 really want to do? And you can ask yourself this question. What would you do if you could do it even if they did not pay you? That's how I help people get to that point of the dream job. What would you do if you did not get paid for it, but you would still do it every day, and you would do it with, you know, with enthusiasm, you would do it with joy, and you would just, you know, just thoroughly engross yourself into it. That, you know, it's like children, you see kids playing sometimes, they're so engrossed, you know, you're calling their name and they don't even stop and they don't even look up. They're so engrossed in that game or that activity or that thing. So what is that thing for you? What is that thing that is so engrosses you? So this is how you can help parents, if you're listening. This is how you can help your teenagers. Don't just, you know, do the normal. Don't just do the ordinary, what everybody else is doing. Take the time. Take the time to develop your child. Mentor your child. Don't just look for other people to mentor them. You mentor them. And if you don't know how, contact me. I have a wonderful program that will teach you parents how to be a coach and how to be a mentor to your own child. It's a 3-month program that you can, you know, sign up for, and it's very, very cost effective. But anyway, so notice these things in your children so that you can help them so that they don't go get a job just because, you know, they got to work. They got to work anywhere, and they take any job, and then they get stuck, and they're miserable because, again, the main problem with that is that when you are miserable, this is the main problem, when you are miserable, you make everyone around you miserable. And then it spreads like wildfire. Then those people, they make other people around them miserable. And then there's some lingering on them, and then where they go, they carry it, and it just goes on and on. So we don't want to be around miserable people. We don't want to be around people who are like that. So find your dream job. Now, in finding this dream job, the other thing you need to do is you need to realize that it is your passion. What are you passionate about? Finding your dream job is about unlocking your passion. Unlock that passion. What are you passionate about? What is it that, again, you know, you just get excited over? You feel like exploding. You feel good about it. That's your passion. You know, I'm that way when it comes to training. When it comes to training, you know, give me a workshop to do, and I'm going to go berserk. I'm going to get so excited. Oh, my God, you should see me. I'll turn my house into, you know, conference central. And, oh, my God, don't give me a conference to do. Oh, my goodness. Now you've taken me over the top. Because for me, a conference is just an oversized workshop. You know, it's just an elongated seminar, and I absolutely love it. But that's why I have a coaching and motivational speaking business. That's why I took my, you know, hard-earned money, so to speak, and started a training business because it's what I love. See, when it's your passion, you don't mind putting money toward that. Like some people, I have one friend, her passion is modeling. That's her passion. Modeling is her passion. Now, what comes with modeling is also fashion because you're modeling something, but she's modeling clothes. She loves to model clothes. So every time I see her, and her hair is always done properly. She's always got, because that also goes along with modeling, hair, makeup, you know, camera. So I've been, I was annoying her before she was exploding in her passion. So she was able to tell me about it. She was able to tell me about this thing that she really, really wanted to do, her dream job. And she was working at another job at the time. And, you know, she was miserable, basically. But today, she's no longer in that job. She is fully working her passion. She's doing what she loves, the money, she's getting the assignments. But she didn't wait until the dream job came. See, that's the problem. Some people are waiting until they get their dream job. No. The secret to getting your dream job is that you have to create it. You have to make it happen. In other words, it's called preparation. You know, I talk about the power of preparation in another show. You know, the power of preparation. You know, preparation will it breeds success. So she was already, you know, constantly going over to the city where you have exposure to a lot of the top models. You have exposure to that industry. So, you know, when you're finding your dream job, you first of all, you got to know what industry are you in. Like, there's some people who are just passionate about numbers, and they get into the field of either accounting, or they may get into finances, or they'll get into something where they have to crunch numbers, but that's their passion. Now, for me, that's not my passion, so I would never, don't ask me to crunch numbers. Don't even come my way. I mean, I was able to get an A in all my accounting classes, every single one, when I was in college. However, because, and some people say, well, how did you, you know, get straight A's? Well, I got them because I was passionate about getting a straight A. Now, sometimes passion can come from bitterness. You know, when I was in high school, growing up, I got nothing but C's, a couple of C's, mostly D's and a whole lot of F's. So that negativity, that low part, actually fueled my passion to get an A later in life. So just because you have something that isn't going your way, it could turn into, it could turn your passion on for something that is the opposite, okay? So you want to have your passion turned on fully. And I definitely want to get through the show. And again, welcome each of you to the Coach Lalisa Show this morning. I hope you're enjoying the show. I see I have my good friends there on the switchboard. Awesome, awesome. I think that's Miss Anjanette and Z. God bless you. If you ladies have any comment or question, you can push the number 1 on your phone and I will open up your mic. But to continue on with what you need in order to do this, you also need to have the right. You need to develop and understand and discover your personality. You may have a passion or desire for something that your personality doesn't fit. Now, when that happens, simply hone those personality skills. You know, there are a lot of personality assessments out there that you can take, True Colors, Myers-Briggs, there's DISC, there's several of them. You can easily discover your personality type as it relates to your career and your relationships. As it relates to career and relationships, you could find out your personality, and then you put that, you know, along with your passion, and then you begin to work out that dream job that you have, and you create that job. Like for me, I knew that I was definitely wanted to help people, and the training field in terms of my profession. I was doing it anyway. And that's another thing, too. Look at what you do a lot of. Look at where you're always headed. And that can also tell you, possibly, you know, what your dream job should be. I remember a woman that I used to work for, Miss Yarborough, awesome woman. She used to tell me all the time, she's like, Lalisa, you know, I used to tell her, oh, I'm going to go over here because I want a job, you know, where I can be a motivator. I got to motivate people. She's like, Lalisa, relax. Everywhere you go, you motivate. So that's what you do. So sometimes other people can point out to you what it is you do. And if you notice, you just look around. Just look at what you're always doing. So that's how I ended up becoming a motivational speaker. Because everywhere I went, no matter what job they hired me for, I remember one time I went to work for a lawyer. Some of you know the lawyer that I worked for, awesome man. And I used to work for him. But here I am sitting there motivating, you know, other lawyers that were coming to see him, trying to motivate his clients, trying to motivate other people that he was interacting with when they come into the office. Same thing happened when I was my very first job here in New Jersey. As I was a file clerk making, about $4 an hour. I'll never forget it. It was with a temp agency. They sent me on a one-day assignment, and those people end up hiring me. But all the while I was there, I was trying to motivate people. And so, you should do this, you should do that. You know, why don't you start your own business? You know, your relationship is going to get better. I'm trying to motivate, you know, people to have better relationships. So this was going back to 1987. And so, you know, so look at the things that you always do, okay? So that can tell you a lot about your personality and where you want to be. And then your aptitude, that's also a big, big secret to helping you plan and organize and create your dream job. What is your aptitude? You know, what do you do well? What are you good at? What is your aptitude? You know, because you want to be able to thrive. If this is something you're going to do every day, your dream job, okay? So we talked about, you know, the first step is to definitely figure out, you know, what your dream job is, you know. What is it that you really, really would want to do that you would do even if you didn't get paid for? For example, you know, bookkeeping. Does that bore you? Does it excite you? You know, just look at a bunch of types of jobs. Being a nurse, does that, like, I would never want to do that. Or do you get excited? Oh, my God, if I was a nurse, I would run all over the hospital. I would be cleaning everybody's room. I'd do this, I'd do that. I would study. You know, what is the thing that will excite you? That's how you can find your dream job. And then sometimes you got to try different things. Like me, I had to try different jobs before I actually put my hand to the one that said, wow, this is it. This is it. This feels good. You know, so anyway, the show is going to be going off very soon. So I just wanted to get those points out to you. The steps, absolutely. You can find your dream job. Anyone can find their dream job. It is there for you to find. It is waiting for you, just like it was waiting for me. And you can certainly have it. You can also contact me for more information at info@lilisajwilliams.com. You can visit my website of the same name, www.lilisajwilliams.com. It's been my pleasure to bring you this topic today, and I just want to let you know about the upcoming exciting topics that we have for the rest of the week. Now, make sure you tune in tomorrow if you have any fears. Going to be talking about overcoming the fear and negativity. How to overcome fear and negativity. Well, a lot of people have negative people around them. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Coach Lilisa Show. And now we're going to end the show on the same note that we brought it in on. So be blessed and don't. Mm-hmm.